First question is, obviously we are not allowed to eat crabs. Can you be around crabs? Can you go on a boat, or can you go to a pig farm? So the answer is yes. You are allowed to be on a boat that is crabbing, and you are allowed to go on a farm where there are pigs. Now, if you're asking me whether you are allowed to sell crabs or pigs, we'll forget about the restaurant right now. We'll talk about, let's say, a wholesaler. So here is the thing. You are not allowed to make business from selling non-kosher food. If, let's say, for example, you have a kosher slaughterhouse, right? And whenever animals are slaughtered, there's always a percentage of them that's going to end up being non-kosher, you know, because after the animal is slaughtered, you first of all, while it's slaughtered, you have to make sure it's slaughtered properly. And a shoychet, the slaughterer, can make a mistake, and then it's going to be non-kosher. Then besides for the fact that he could make a mistake, also after the animal is killed, it's being checked whether it was healthy or not. And if it was not healthy, and there is a whole long list of things how it could be not healthy, then it's not going to be kosher. For example, if it had a hole in his lungs, that's the most common problem, because animals eat from the ground, and in the ground they might swallow something which is not smooth, and then it's going to poke a hole in their parts and whatever it is. So there is a percentage, whatever this percentage is, of non-kosher animals. So you are allowed to sell them. You don't have to just throw them out. You're allowed to sell them to non-Jews. Bottom line is that if you own a kosher farm and some of the animals are not kosher, you're allowed to sell them. But having a non-kosher butcher, you cannot. We're talking about now just selling. We're not talking about the restaurant. With a restaurant, it gets even more complicated. Why? Because there are some things that we are not allowed to eat, right? Then there are things also that we are not allowed to cook. And then there are things that we are not allowed to have any benefit from. For example, meat and milk together, it says you're not allowed to have benefit from. We said if I occasionally get a non-kosher animal, I'm allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. If I have occasionally something of food that is a mixture of meat and milk, I'm not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew because I'm not allowed to benefit from it. And getting money from it is benefiting from it. So that's why, you know, non-kosher restaurant will always have issue of meat and milk. Why? Because why do we have separate sets of dishes for dairy and for meat? Because food is always absorbed in the walls of a pot when it's being cooked. So if there was a pot that was something dairy in it, and then pot was washed and dried and it was sitting and whatever it is, and then something meat is going to be cooked in it, then you are cooking meat and milk together. And according to Jewish law, you're not allowed to have benefit from it. So now you cannot sell this product. Any non-kosher restaurant is pretty much guaranteed to have mixture of meat and milk, because in non-Jewish environment, people are not careful about these mixtures. And that's why, you know, you can find ingredients of all kind in anything. Gelatin. Gelatin is derivative from meat, from animals. And gelatin is found in baked goods, in anything. So that's why people who don't keep kosher are pretty much guaranteed to have mixtures of milk and meat. And that's why having a non-kosher restaurant, so no to a restaurant because you cannot sell it. And also, by the way, there's a specific prohibition to cook it together. So even if you are chef, you're not owning it, but you are chef in a non-kosher restaurant, you cannot be a chef in a non-kosher restaurant because you're going to be cooking meat and milk together.